I nearly blew right by in my hurry to the subway when I heard someone say, "Isn't autumn lovely?" As I stopped to observe, this was correct to the proprietor. Couldn't help but inspect the Fulton table by the railing laden with her goods. Ashtrays made of metal, little angels made of wood. Hand mirror with the handle broken, still pretty nice. Wall wart to charge telephone, trays to make ice. The advice of my neighbor, go ahead, take your time. We'll negotiate price on whatever you find. And then shining in the detritus, I saw the brightest flash of something precious. Began to feel the slightest little tingle in my innards. I was like, what's that? And then her bare tooth chuckle, it's a buckle for a strap on a hat, like a lady wears to court or church, but it holds a special property. I'll tell you how it works. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. Somehow I knew she was serious. I reached to pick it up, but she stayed my hand. Her reprimand, it was abrupt. "Hey, this little trinket," she said, "grants wishes. It can make anything you ever eat delicious. It can take away concerns so you can sleep at night. Can make the love of your life and you reunite. Can right wrongs done in your past or in your future. Make a winner out of whoever, whoever owns it roots for. But it only ever does one thing. As you take possession of it, that's the wish to which it clings. So choose very carefully before we make a deal. If there's anything impossible you want to make real, if there's anything improbable you'd like to assure, well, it will happen. That's when you have to endure the regret that accompanies said decision making. All the other wishes in the world that you've forsaken at the stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. Could it be true? I wondered as I stared at the glass. Put some skills on the microphone, be too much to ask. Had a couple dark notions that involved revenge, fame, glory, money, people love me, and it never ends. Shook these from my head like there was so much sleep, and thought instead I pretend that I was so much deep as to offer every human in the world true peace, so that we never kill each other, never get cooties, and never go hungry, suffer shelterlessness. This generosity I felt compelled to dismiss by my greed, to see an old friend back living. If I go the wrong direction though, could I ever be forgiven? While I stood daydreaming, somebody got a hold of this little brass buckle, and he must have been so old as to put it in his pocket without it getting caught. Saw him do it, he was wishing that he wouldn't get caught. All at the stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due.